This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell and with Diana O'Carroll. And Emma Harrison is on the phone for us. Hello, Emma.
Hi. The question I would like to ask is, does increasing the concentration of a reactant speed up an experiment? And is this more than increasing the concentration of both reactants?
Is this for your homework at all?
No, it's just I've been doing science coursework and then this was a question that came up that I didn't have to answer.
And I'm just saying, if we get you an A, you have to share the winnings with us, OK? All right. Dave, what do you think?
A reaction is normally to do if you're reacting two different substances together, so a type of molecule called molecule A and molecule B. If we just think about one molecule of molecule A, if you have a great big vat with only a few molecules of B in it, molecule A is going to wander around gently throughout this huge vat, and because there's hardly any molecules B in there, it's almost never going to meet a molecule B. So it's very rarely going to react, so it's going to have a very, very slow rate of reaction. If you've got loads and loads of molecule B, say billions and billions of in there, it's hardly going to have to travel any distance at all. So the time it takes for a single molecule of A to react is going to be much, much less. So the greater the concentration of B there is, the higher the rate of the reaction. Similarly, of course, the more A there are, the more of times this is happening at once. So the rate of reaction is going to increase. So in general, the total rate of reaction is related to the concentration of molecule A times the concentration of molecule B.
Dave, thank you very much. I hope that helps you out, Emma. Good luck with your coursework. What else is on the syllabus?
Just molecule structure and atoms and things like that.
We're back with another Q&A show in a month. So if you've got any more queries, then see if we can help you then, OK?
OK, that would be great.
Perfect. Thanks for calling.